Hey beautiful people, this is the English Igbo Girl Podcast and I am Amaka Jessica. Now if you had listened to the trailer of this show, you'd realize that this podcast is just for animation movies and features as well as sequels for animation enthusiasts. We're going to be finding and reviewing audience favorite animated movies. And today's episode we're going to be talking about The Willoughbys. The Willoughbys was released on 22nd of April 2020. If you've not watched it, please go and watch it. On this episode, we're going to be talking about reviews, we're going to be talking about general storyline, and then we are going to be finding some reviews that are so bad, some are not so bad, some are really good. So if you want to hear all of that, just stay tuned. After this quick break, we'll delve right into that. So hey, if you're still here and you want to know who played who, Walter and Helga Willoughby, who were the parents, were played by Martin Short and Jane Krakowski. Tim was played by Will Fort, Jane was played by Alicia Cara, the Barnabys were played by one person, Sean Cullen, the nanny, Nanny Linda, was played by Maya Rudolph, Commander Melanoff was played by Terry Crews, and the narrator, who was a cat, was played by Ricky Gervais. Now, The Willoughbys was written by Chris Pearne and Lois Lowry, and it is an animated feature about four unloved siblings who were just neglected by their parents and sought out ways to break free from their home. Now, to do this, the siblings had to send their parents, Helga and Walter, on an adventure, a disastrous and murderous adventure trip to the most dangerous places on Earth. Now, when I'm talking dangerous, I'm talking dangerous. I'm saying volcanoes, I'm saying bears, and I'm talking about Mount Everest. Now, to do this, their parents actually had to hire a nanny to stay with their kids for this while they were going to be on a trip that strictly said no children allowed. Now, these siblings actually did this so that they would actually orphan themselves. But when they actually eventually gave up this motivation, they tried to save their parents. But right there on Mount Everest, their parents ditched them. I mean, who does that? Anyway, long story short, Nanny, Linda and the four siblings, together with Commander Melanoff and a baby they found on their front porch, lived together in a candy factory happily ever after. Right, so if you ask me, Amaka Jessica, if you ask me, I'm gonna say this is actually a dark themed movie, right? Because it's talking about neglect, it's talking about how bad these parents were to their children. These parents, he hardly even fed them. If they were going to feed them, it's going to be yesterday's meal. The children had to learn to be resourceful. So if you're listening to what I'm saying now, you see that the movie actually has a dark theme, but somehow the writers managed to use comedy and humor to cover the darkness inside it. You know, there's this sadness to the movie, but humor and everything, especially the narrator. I love the narrator. You know, they use that to cover the movie. Now, I went through some reviews, and some were good, some were not so good, some were just straight up bad. Now, I saw this one that says, I really suggest this movie if you're feeling lonely, and I hope you enjoyed it because I did. And he said it's actually a very great time to watch this movie, right? Now, in the beginning, this critic said, I think it's going to be my most favorite production I have ever seen. It was probably the only movie I've ever watched without opening my mouth during the whole movie. I was astounded by how much work was put into it. Actually, I loved the rendition. The stylistic treatment that was given to this Willoughby movie, because it's actually difficult trying to cover up something that seems so bad, a theme, with humor and comedy, and it was done so well. So actually give kudos to that. This next good review says, an amazing movie. Watched it with my husband and kids yesterday night, and throughout the movie I kept saying, what kind of parents do these kids have? The part that the girl sang, I Chose You, was when this reviewer cried. The nanny was so amazing, as well as the older brother. The older brother felt like he's responsible for his siblings. And she also went on to say, it's the first time she ever wrote a review for a movie, and it deserves it. She recommends it to anyone in any age. So actually, these are actually good reviews, right? And in my own judgment, Willoughby is a great movie. But when I was doing my research, I found out that there's some people that actually really, really do not like the Willoughbys. They downcasted it and just said it shouldn't be recommended for children. It shouldn't be even be an animated movie because the some kids were even crying according to the reviews. I'm not saying I saw any, but according to the reviews, some children were crying while they watched it. And I'm just gonna read that to you. But before I do that, let's go on a short break. And when we get back, we're gonna be reading the bad reviews. And I have a bonus surprise for you guys. At the end of this podcast episode, I'm gonna be giving a riddle for you guys to go and research. Let's know who guesses the answer before the next podcast episode. So stay tuned if you want to hear the riddle, and stay tuned also if you want to hear who and what kind of bad reviews could have been on the Willoughbys. All right, so for now, it's still your girl Amaka Jessica. Don't go anywhere, I'm still here. So yeah, we're still on the Willoughbys, and I told you that after the break, we're going to be talking about the bad reviews. So let's just get right into it, right? So this review is titled, Left My Kids Feeling Very Sad. And this reviewer says, a movie where kids are neglected and in the real world would grow up with trauma. The kids are trying to get their parents killed. Also, it's a very terrible message. My 11-year-old ended up the movie by saying, I feel really sad. Not child appropriate at all, in my opinion. So this person doesn't recommend it at all for kids. Now this person, this next reviewer says, it's a harsh movie to get the CS family seal of approval. Now let's go into the review. The review says, be aware that the kids are abused and neglected in this film. At the end, the cruel parents are killed. It is a dark comedy. I'm not against the film, but the content is entirely skipped over in the description. My kids are 11 and 8. Both told me that it was a sad film and they wish they had not seen it. Now, anyway, I don't know. I know this it's true. I said it in the previous, before, that this is actually a dark movie. And it's, you know, made subtle by comedy and humor. So I kind of agree with this review, right? It is dark. It is a dark comedy, and the parents were killed, right? So you know what? Let's just move on to the next review. This review says, stopped watching less than halfway through it. Strange and horrible messages about child abuse and plots to have the parents killed. Not funny. Absolutely not appropriate for children. My husband and I watched it alone and hated it. Worst movie we have seen in a long time. Well, I doubt that's true. Come on, you need to look deeper. The movie is not the worst movie you've seen. Well, for these past three reviews I've seen, right? Okay, the title of this one says, it's a parent of a 6-year-old. Now, I get their concerns as parents who think that animation is a safe zone for their kids to watch, and they put on an animated movie and it's Willoughbys, and we see children suffering, you know, psychologically, emotionally, and they want to have their parents killed. It's actually a very traumatizing thing for their parent, for parents to present to their kids. But let's still say that this is actually a good one, right? Although there are actually bad sides to it, which is this dark part that everyone is concerned about, the message it's passing and the possible impact it could have on kids. What about kids that are actually going related trauma like this? What about kids? Could they actually conceive and, you know, kind of trying to like actualize this kind of plots that the Willoughbys did? So it's actually a point of concern, because it's sending a message in a very subtle way, right? That only few people can actually see that. It's actually a very harmful message that's been sent out. So let's read the next. I'm going to stop at this review. This person said, stopped watching after 10 minutes. I would not recommend this movie for kids. Wow, that's just straight up the first sentence here. I would not recommend this movie for kids. There are some negative themes from the start. The parents are abusive and all of their interactions with each other seem sexualized. Yes, actually, I noted that. Some of the noises that were made, it seems very sexual between the parents in front of their kids. If you watched it, you get what I mean, you know? And then this person went on saying, kids may not pick up on this, but it's weird and inappropriate. And then the kids start plotting how they can send their parents on a dangerous trip so that their parents will get killed. I just stopped watching there. It was all done in a comedic way, but dark and inappropriate. Now, if you notice, in everyone's concern in this review, it's their parents getting killed. You see, so it's actually a very terrible movie for these people, for these reviewers, because they didn't even make an effort to see if they could actually be reunited. But I think they did. When the Willoughby children finally said they don't want this anymore, they want to be reunited with their family, with their parents, and they went on to rescue them. But the parents still were jerks. They were still jerks and abandoned them and took their floaty away from them. So I think they did create a space for that. But this is a very unusual movie, I must say, because I watch so many animated movies. Check out Coco, when the nana they hated music, but in the end she loved it, right? Because of circumstances. So yeah, this I honestly wished that, you know, the parents hated themselves for what they did, and eventually, you know, reunited and made things right with their kids. But that wasn't so in the movie, and that's the concern I see from these reviewers. You know, this dangerous trip, the kids, you know, starting to hate their parents and just, you know, send them away so they go die and be buried there. They don't want to see them anymore, and they did it in such a comedy form that it seemed like it's okay to think about that kind of thing. I get their concerns, actually, but that's the purpose of this podcast. You know, we look at the two sides and say, hey, this person has a point and this person has a point. So this is it for the Willoughbys, the good reviews and the bad ones. I hope you loved it. So I did say that I have a riddle for you. Now, what is the riddle of the day? Drum roll, please. Drum roll. The riddle of the day is, what breaks yet never falls, and falls yet never breaks? I'm going to take it again. What breaks yet never falls, and falls yet never breaks? Now, if you know the answer, just wait to my next podcast episode. Or if you can't wait to my next podcast episode, just check my bio on the podcast and you'd see my Instagram handle. Just go follow me and send me a DM at your answer, and I'll announce the first, you know, winner to this riddle of the day. So that's it for this podcast episode. Thank you all for sticking with me. I'll be posting the next animated movie we're going to be reviewing in my Instagram. If you're still confused about my Instagram handle, it is at I am Amaka Jessica. I'm going to take that again, at I am Amaka Jessica. If you need corrections or if you need how to spell it, check this podcast bio, all right? And you'd see that there. Thank you so much for listening. We talked about the Willoughbys. See you next time on the next podcast episode. Love you guys. Mwah. This is the English Igbo Girl Podcast.